Father of creation, God of the nations, we cry out to you. A litany of lament, a heart song of sadness, as we witness war and the death and destruction it brings. Father of creation, God of hope, we cry out to you with sad souls and heavy hearts as we witness Putin and the beast of violence enacting catastrophe and embracing carnage. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. What have we become? What have we done? As women prepare Molotovs, children hide in basements, as tear-stained cheeks wave goodbye, whilst homes and hearts and humans are hounded by an embodied evil. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We have stood by as the masters of war, amassed armaments and armies, weapons of war designed to maim, kill and destroy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. And so we pray for the city of Kyiv and plead and beg for mercy. Draw close to those who hear things that should never be heard. Comfort and enfold them in your love. Draw close to those who witness things that should never be witnessed. Comfort and enfold them in your love. Draw close to those who face a pain that should never have to be faced. Comfort and enfold them in your love. And so we pray for the cessation of war and the end to all hostility. We plead and beg for peace, that heaven's sabotage would still the sound of tanks and bombs, that heaven's sabotage would silence the drums of war and carnage, that heaven's sabotage would confuse those with intent to take the lives of innocents. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We conspire with compassion to a revolution called love, in which justice is embodied and war will be no more. God, our refuge and strength, bring near the day when war shall cease and poverty and pain shall end, that earth may know the peace of heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.